B-Pod Studios.
Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
Hey, it's the Over Under Podcast. It's Dan Lifshatz, Joe Murray. We're here. We're back, and it's another week. We're now in week 12 of the NFL, and we had our Thanksgiving games this week. And Denver and Carolina starting us off, Dan, on a
just a lovely note.
So Denver's coach is on the hot seat. They're 0-4 on the road, and Sam Darnold's getting the start in Carolina. I mean, I would assume Denver's the favorite, but should they be favorites against anybody at this point?
Yeah, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I think that this is I think this is the right side. If I'm betting it, I think I'm probably going Denver here, and I haven't fully decided if I'm making this a PP, but I do think it's a good bounce back spot. Divisional game last week, tough divisional game. Look, they're not a good team. Right? They're straight up not. But this Panthers team is despicably bad. I mean, they just had a really tough game against the Ravens. I think this is a great spot if you're looking to bet the Broncos this week. Personally, I think it's pretty damn good. I'm probably going to be betting them. So, yeah, I mean, look, I think it's a good spot. I know they've struggled on the road, right? They're about 0-4 on the road at this point. I think they get their first road victory here. Carolina coming off an extremely physical game against Baltimore and a divisional win against Atlanta. I think this is, again, a tremendous fade spot for Carolina here. And so, yeah, I haven't PP'd it yet, but I do like Denver. I'm not high on this team, but I think this is a good spot for them, Joe. I really do. So, yeah, I would go Denver in this game. In terms of the total, I don't know if you have anything here. 36 is the total. I think it opened 36.5 is the total. I think I would go under. I think this is a perfect, like, 17-10 type game. And I think that I would go under in this game here.
The last 10 Broncos road games and every road game with Russell Wilson, 8-2 under. So, I mean, they've been an under team. I agree with you. Sam Darnold, why is he getting the start?
Yeah, look, I don't really have a great answer for you, Joe. I don't really have a great answer for you on why he's getting the start. Although I think it's a really weird decision to start him personally, to start him in a situation like that. I personally wouldn't do it. So I don't really get it. But yeah, I don't know. I like Denver here, and all I do like the under. I'll probably have something for this on Saturday.
Tampa Bay, Cleveland. Tampa Bay's off a bye. We got Cleveland, who's 3.5. Got one more game before Deshaun Watson comes back. They're 3.5-point home dogs. We've seen this before, Dan. Remember the Patriots? Same number, same line. Bucks are 5-5. Overall, though, the Bucks have not been good against the spread. 1-6-1. I know they've won their last two, but I feel another under here with the total at 42.5.
Yeah, I do understand where you're coming from on that. I agree. I think that is, to me, is also the right side. I think this is going to be an extremely defensive game. I think the Browns, if they want to have a chance, you're going to have to run the football and control the clock. I ended up taking Tampa -2.5, -115, really right at the beginning of the week. I think it was the first NFL bet that I made this week. Now it's 3.5 on the other side. I don't think I can play Tampa -3.5, and my edge is completely gone there. But I do like the under quite a bit in this game, Joe. I do. I absolutely agree with you there. I think this is the type of game where they're going to grind it. The problem is this opened much higher. You know, again, I think this opened 43.5, 45.5 for Westgate. And I just think this could be a game where they're, you know, people are going to grind it. So that is my one concern there, is that this is going to be one of those games where, you know, you miss the number, it's going to end up hitting 45 and we're going to look real stupid on it. So not betting it. I do like Tampa on the side of that. Even at 3, I would lean them that way. But I like the under in this game, 42.5.
All right, cool. So the Ravens Jaguars. I'm going to tell you right now. I know what the Jags are. I get it. Do you know the Jags have struggled? Baltimore struggled against the Jaguars whenever they play. It seems that Jacksonville is an issue for some teams, and I don't understand why. But we saw what the Ravens did last week. They struggled last week. I know they won, but they struggled on offense. Their defense was very good, and I think your feelings of Trevor Lawrence have been known. I'm starting to think the whole 21 class sucks. I'm starting to really feel that way. The Ravens, though, generally after a tough game where they don't score well, they respond. Their last 7 games where they put up less than 20 points, they respond 6-1 against the spread. I feel like that's the case, but there's something about that number 4 right now is what I see. Jacksonville totals 43. So I know Baltimore is the better team. Does Jacksonville have a case here?
Yeah, I mean, look, to me, I think that I would probably take Jacksonville. Probably take Baltimore at this number. I think it opened right around 4. I think it opened. Yeah, it opened 4 at circa. It hasn't moved all week. Total's gone down a little bit, which I understand there. But to be perfectly frank with you, I just don't think Jacksonville is a very good team. You know how I feel about Trevor Lawrence. You know how I feel about the offense and kind of what they've done. I felt they were extremely overrated coming into the year. I feel that they're going to continue to be great as it goes. So I'm just really not that impressed by them. To be perfectly frank with you, I don't like Jacksonville. I think that they're a really hard team to back in certain situations. And I, you know, to be perfectly frank, I just don't think that they're that good of a team. I know they have moments of brilliance where they look fantastic, and even Lawrence looks fantastic in certain situations. But like, really, for the most part, Joe, I don't know how you can sit here and look at that team and want to back them week in, week out. They're 3-7. They really haven't even been, you know, there's nothing specific about them. The Ravens have been a better road team than the Jags have been home team. I mean, that's straight up embarrassing. Ever since they started 2-1, the season has collapsed, and they're coming off a really tough game at Kansas City. I just think it's a terrible spot for them to be in. Obviously a little bit of travel for Baltimore, but they're coming off Carolina. I just think this is a great spot to back Baltimore, and probably where I would go with that one.
Miami, Houston. The line was 11. It's 13.5. Kyle Allen's the quarterback. Miami at home. We know what they've been doing to teams. I don't know. Like, double digit. Like, every time the Houston's lost is by double digits, they respond with a double digit loss. I think Kyle Allen might be able to run the offense a little better, and it's not a Mills problem. I think Mills is that team doesn't really have a lot of talent. But is Houston? Does Miami get a little too much love here? Has Houston been that bad, Dan? I know they don't win, but have they been like embarrassingly awful? I don't think they have.
No, I mean they. I mean they're what, 1-7, 1-8, 1-8-1. I mean they're 2 games that they were really, really in. We're both against divisional opponents. I mean, they beat the Jags. They tied the Colts. Probably should have won that game. Those are the 2 games. I mean, I guess they were in that Broncos game early on, early in the season. But they really haven't been in too many games. Their best games have all been against divisional opponents. And on the road, they I guess the Bears, too. I forgot about that game. They have played actually decently on the road. I think they've actually played better on the road than they have at home, which is probably more of just how bad this team is, more of a scheduling thing. Look, I, Miami has a big look ahead spot, right? They got the Niners on deck. They got a 3-game road trip coming up. They got the Niners, then the Chargers, and the Bills. 3 straight roadies. To me, this is the biggest look ahead spot on their schedule. They have to go to San Fran and LA and then back to Buffalo. This is just, to me, this is the easiest game on the schedule. I think they're going to treat this game as a complete look ahead, Joe. Especially with Kyle Allen here, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of tape on him already. There's not a ton to be super fearful of. But you look at the Miami schedule: Texans, 49ers, Chargers, Bills, Packers, Pats, Jets. Like, there's no easy games after this. This is it. So, to me, again, I think this is going to be an incredibly important game for Miami. But I do think that this is a massive look ahead spot, and I just think maybe you're right. Maybe Kyle Allen comes in there and gives them a little bit of a boost. 14, which this number was, and there are still some rogue 14s out there. I would consider Houston. I would. I know that that's terrifying and absolutely disgusting, hold your nose type play, but I would consider Houston at 14 if you have that number out there. And I would wait till Saturday. Sunday. I think it will get back to 14.
Chicago Jets. Let's just talk about the Jets quickly. They make the switch. Zach Wilson's not going to play. We know about Fields though. Fields is going to play, and he's dealing with a bad shoulder injury. The thing for me is Chicago's going to show up. They're going to put up points, and they're probably going to lose the game. I think there's a motivated Jets team. I think that loss to the Patriots might be monumental. I don't want to call it a franchise-altering loss, but the team's bought in now, Dan. I mean, if they weren't bought in before, the team is collectively bought in, and Zach Wilson's the scapegoat, even though he has been brutal. But that was a terrible loss last week, and I don't know how. Somehow, Robert Saleh got off the hook, and it all fell on Zach Wilson. But I do believe that if Joe Flacco or Mike White were the quarterback, they would have won last week. I know Wilson's 5-2. I know he is. They need more. That defense is too good to have a putrid quarterback. So I understand the move. But the number 6, and it's gone from 4.5 to 6. Is that too many against a Bears team that's played pretty well against the AFC East?
So let's talk about the spread. First off, we have not heard if Justin Fields is going to play. I think that's that one thing we still don't know if he's going to play. If he plays, he's definitely not going to be close to 100%. He's going to be playing banged up, and I don't know how much he's going to be mobile, and I don't know if that's going to affect his game plan. So to me, it's hard to take Chicago immediately just based off that. I do think the move from Zach Wilson to Mike White could be an upgrade. I think we saw White in limited sample size. I think he can give you a little bit of a spark. I don't know how good he is, but I think he can give you a little bit of a spark. He's got to be better than what Wilson's giving them right now. Like, he just has to be. Wilson's a fucking disaster, walking disaster right now. And by the way, if the rumors out there are true about what kind of went on there with Wilson, I don't know if he'll ever play for the Jets again. He's just a guy who, to me, I know that Booger McFarland kind of had the racist stuff in there last night or the other night, like calling him white and rich.
White privilege. That was kind of bullshit, telling that to Steve Young, who was at BYU, kind of knows the kid. Like, just come on, dude. That was a bad take. I know the kid needs accountability.
I don't know he needs accountability, Dan.
But nobody said that shit about Johnny Manziel. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I just don't I didn't like that. I didn't like it, but that's an opinion for another day.
I don't think it has to do with the skin color, but I'm kind of out of that shit. Like, I don't think it would matter if he was black, purple, green. I don't give a shit. But I do think the kid lacks accountability, and I think he is a spoiled little bitch. 100%. I mean, look, I'm going to go back to draft day with Zach Wilson. How uncomfortable did he look on stage up there, right? Didn't look like he belonged. Going in the middle of New York City. I don't think he's ready. I don't think he's the type of personality to lead an NFL team. I think he's a spoiled little bitch. I don't think he takes responsibility. Now, does it have anything to do with how he grew up? No, it just has to do with the fact that, or his skin color. I know. I just think that that's who he is as a person. And I think he sucks. I think he's a terrible quarterback. I think he has all the talent in the world, but I don't think he'll ever make it. I don't think he'll ever be a good starting NFL quarterback.
I think he's a he's so skilled and he's a detriment. Like, it's kind of sad that, like, he's so, being so skilled, he just he won't be able to, like, have enough time to figure it out.
He's never going to put it together. That's what I think. I don't think he'll ever put it together. But now getting back to the line, look, it was 6 and went down to 4.5. Now it's back up to 6. You know, I think this is a game I probably just lay off. Total had a massive move, 48 to 38.5. Even I think the total is a little bit too low now. I'm just passing on this game completely. To me, this is a game where I just not going to bet it. Not even gonna think about it. Just going to completely pass on the game and see what happens.
So Cincinnati, Tennessee. I'll bring it back to the playoffs last year. I had Tennessee. Cincinnati won. Would it go to overtime and then the kid kicked the field goal and Cincinnati moved on and went on their big run. Dan, I don't know what Tennessee is doing. They're winning every game. They're riding Derrick Henry. They have their backup and they win. They bring in dude again, Tannehill last week. Their defense plays well. So I don't – every week I'm like, how is this team doing it? I think they're well coached. They really do. Cincinnati's, you know, last week they had a little bit of a scare, but and the game was a little closer at the end than it should have been. Cincinnati won, covered, whatever. They got to go on the road again, Dan, where they're 3-3 this year against an exotic defense, with still an offensive line that's been better with questions. But Cincinnati's favorite on the road, man. This could be a revenge spot. I'm staying away from this game because I can't find an edge and I don't know which team will show up.
So I bet Cincinnati -1 early in the week. I think that with Ja'Marr Chase coming back, and it sounds like he's going to be back, that's a major advantage. I mean, that to me, that's a major edge for this team. They're significantly more talented when they have the three guys in compared to two. It completely changes the whole dynamic of the team. So, yeah, I think Cincinnati's the side for me at 2.5 or below. Like, that, you know what I mean? Like, that's where I bet them. I bet them at 2.5 or below. Anything above that, I wouldn't touch them. 3, no. But even still, you mentioned the revenge spot. It's just a game I probably won't bet. You know, I'll probably end up buying back on Cincinnati at 3. And then, you know, look for a middle shot there. Betting it's Tennessee at 3, excuse me. I don't love either side, to be perfectly honest with you. So, look, this is it's a pass for me. But, I, you know, especially at the current number, I think it's kind of hard. But I'd like Cincinnati at 2.5. I think that they're probably the side that I would roll with, to be honest with you.
Ooh, I want to watch that one. So, Atlanta's at Washington. Dan, I haven't looked into it. But I see the number 4 right now. I know what Tyler Heinicke is, but I think Atlanta's undervalued here. And they've struggled on the road. I know they have that one road win, but they rushed the football very well. I think Chase Young's back this week, too.
Yes. Yeah, Chase Young's debut this week.
We're back. I love everything Washington's doing. I love their coach. Heinicke should have been their guy to begin with. And they're 6-5. They're in the race, dude. Like, both these teams are in it. I think Atlanta's a little bit more in it, though. At 4, I like Atlanta. I'm not PPing it, but right now I like Atlanta.
Yeah, it's 4.5 now. And, yeah, the market's just gone, you know, very, very strong Commanders here. A lot of Commanders team. And I think maybe it has to do with the fact that Atlanta has been a really tough road side this year. They're 1-4 away from Atlanta. They just don't play nearly as well. And Washington's on this run right now, man. They've won 5 out of 6. That one game against Minnesota at home was the one game they lost. It was a close game. You know, they gave Minnesota a run for the money. They've gone back-to-back road weeks. They beat the Eagles. They beat the Texans, like, in a spot, a real letdown spot. This has just been a really good, you know, a good run for Washington, and I think they have another good chance here. However, they have the Giants back-to-back weeks. Now, they do – well, they have a bye in between. So they got the Giants next week, then they got a bye, and then they got the Giants again. And to me, that's a concern, right? That game is way more important. I mean, look, all the games are important to them, but – that Giants game is huge for them, because that could be that divisional game against a team like that. You're back-to-back weeks. You lose both those games, you're completely out. You're completely done. I think that you can get away with winning this game, in an easier capacity. So, look, I would roll Atlanta here too. I'm not betting this game. I do think that the total in this game continues to drop, and a little bit surprising. They opened 42.5 down to 41. I really thought that that would go the other way. I made the game 44. I'm probably going to be on the over. I haven't decided on that one yet, but probably where I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. Right now it's Falcons for me. Here's another one, Dan, where I'm looking for the edge. Arizona, I assume Kyler Murray and Hopkins play.
Yeah, Murray's back.
Okay, Arizona fired their like one of their coaches. I think their line coach. Kingsbury's next. It's happening. It's next. They're 3 points. It's at home. It was 4.5. It's gone down to 3. So the only edge I really feel for me at least is after every Chargers loss, they've responded with an against the spread win, road or home. And the struggles of Arizona at home, Dan. These teams have met over the last couple of years. The Chargers have covered. It's the Chargers for me here for the fact that I think Arizona's slipping. But maybe that's why the line's 3. And based off the recency bias, you'd be on the Chargers. I just think the Chargers are warranted to be a favorite here.
They are. But after the last 2 weeks, this is a real bad spot for them. This is a sandwich spot. This is your classic sandwich spot. You're coming off the Niners and in a divisional game. Then you're on the road to the Cardinals, and then you got the Raiders. Like, to me, it's the worst. It's the worst spot on the schedule for them, so I'm fading them. So give me Arizona +3.
Wow, huh?
Yeah, I took 4.5 earlier in the week. Obviously, that's no longer available. So, you have to work with what you have. If you can find, I would wait on this one. I don't think the 3s are disappearing. So I would wait and see if you can find a 3.5 in market. There are still some 3.5, -115, -120, whatever in the market. So I think if you wait, you might be able to get, a 3.5. But yeah, look, I think it's a terrible scheduling spot, because the Chargers have the Raiders after this. So they got a divisional game after this, back-to-back road weeks coming off the Niners and the Chiefs. I mean, there is no worst scheduling spot on this schedule. It's awful for them, especially coming off that Chiefs loss. Huge letdown game here. And I think the Cardinals, the Cardinals are the Chargers are really not that great. Like, I just don't think this team is that good. Their wins this year: Raiders, Texans, Browns, Broncos, Falcons. Like, they've lost to the Jags, they've lost to the Seahawks. Their losses are against good teams, and I just think on the road in a bad scheduling spot, this could be a drop for them. And especially with Mike Williams re-aggravating that ankle, who knows if he's going to play or what percentage he does, even if he does play, what percentage he's at. So I just think it's a bad spot for them, Pat. I'm going Arizona. Not the number I wanted, obviously. I really wanted 3.5. I would tell you wait on 3.5.
Wow. I think it is, that is like kind of like the way to look at it from the far, like, Arizona, the way they're playing, they got some internal issues though right now. Vegas off a win goes to Seattle. I hope Seattle's not coming back to Earth. I hope it doesn't. The only reason why is that game in Germany a couple of weeks ago. I thought, besides that fumble, which kind of was his own fault there, Seattle had that game, man. They made that stupid throw to Tom Brady down the sideline, by the way, was the dumbest play of the year.
They did not have that game.
What I'm saying, Dan, is they made the Bucks made that stupid throw, right? They come right down, and then Geno Smith fumbles it. They respond with a touchdown. They would have covered. Sorry, you're right. They would have covered. They wouldn't have won. But yes, I hope Seattle's not starting the old Geno Smith Thanksgiving swoon that the Patriots have been having. It comes through. The thing is, can you back Vegas? That's really what it comes down to.
off that win last week. I mean, maybe there's a little bit of momentum there, but I won't. I'm not backing them. I mean, maybe it's a 3-point game, you know, and that's why I'm not rushing to the window to take Seattle here. I made the game 3. So, yep, I have a small edge on the Raiders. But honestly, I'm not rushing to take them, especially after that game. And I do think Seattle coming off Tampa, you know, this is a pretty big game for them to get back on the side, you know, kind of win a big game. And, you know, the one thing is that, you know, they have the Rams next week. So, you know, it is a divisional game. That's kind of a tough game in LA for them. And they finish off the season with a pretty tough schedule. So this could be a bit of an overlooked game. You know how I feel about the Raiders and Josh. It's a pass for me, but yeah, I'm not betting the Raiders. We can't do it. I can't do it off that way.
All right, moving along here. We got a couple of more. We're in the 4 o'clock window. Rams at Chiefs. Bryce Perkins could be the quarterback for the. Remember him from Virginia? Yeah. Virginia could use him. Well, they're not playing again this week, which is unfortunate. For both sides there, but Bryce Perkins will hopefully get the start there. The Chiefs as double digit favorites, Dan. That's my concerns, but I think the Rams are tanking, bro. Like, they wanted to all win all in, man, and they suck, so I can't back them, but 15 points in the NFL is still valuable.
Yeah, so I took the Chiefs minus 13.5 and 15.5. I wouldn't take it. My number was 14.5 for the absolute limit here. And I do think it's because look at the schedule. Look who the Chiefs have next: big revenge game against the Bengals, and then a divisional matchup against the Broncos. To me, those two games are massive for them. Again, you want to hold the divisional lead over the Chargers. I mean, you really do have it right now. You beat them. I mean, you're up on them a bunch, but still you want to continue. I guess the Broncos game is – I'm talking myself kind of out of the Broncos game being massive. But the Bengals getting huge revenge game, right? They beat you in the 8 to go to the Super Bowl last year. You need to fucking beat this team. Massive revenge game. You're probably looking ahead already past the Rams and Bryce Perkins. I didn't think the Rams looked awful with Perkins. I really didn't. I thought they looked a little bit better personally. So yeah, I'm kind of there. Like I kind of, you know, 15.5. I think the Rams, it's too much. Like over 14.5. That was the number for me. I think 15.5 too much. I kind of like the Rams. I'm not betting it. But that would be the number I would go with. And I will say this. I like the over. I like the over in this game as well. My only concern: what if Kansas City pulls Mahomes early in this game? Then I think we're looking at something that could be real bad. So.
Saints, San Fran. Saints off a win. San Fran on a short week. It's 8.5. New Orleans defense should still be respected. Good against the run, right? I know they have quarterback things, but they pull out a win. Is this now a time to fade San Fran? They did cover last week, but it's against the backup. We have to be realistic about that. They were 7-point favorites the week before and only won by 6. So covering the spread against quality teams, Dan, is still an issue for San Fran. It's 8, 8.5. What's it going to be before kickoff? Do the Saints get any love here?
No, it's 9.5 across the market right now.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know where you get your lines, man. You have the worst place where they get updated.
No, I have everything opened up right now. I see 8.5. It's 9.5. I see 8.5 at BetGM.
FanDuel is the only place that is 8.5, and they limit those numbers.
FanDuel's so. All 8.5. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the only place. Everywhere else is 9.5 in the market. So, yeah. Look, I don't. So I'm not betting this game. I think both these teams have a pretty big win here. I do think that San Francisco needs to start being able to run the ball with Christian McCaffrey. And I think this is a good game to kind of start testing that for them, seeing how successful they are running the football. I think New Orleans is probably going to be a little bit of the sharper side moving forward. I think if you see 10, I think people are going to grab that 10 pretty quickly. 9.5 is probably the number. Same thing as in the Detroit Buffalo game today. Very, very similar type situation there. To me, that, yeah, so I'm passing on that. I'm passing on the game. I do like the under. I will say this. I like the under. I think this is going to be a little bit of a tougher game to score in. I look in that game, so that would be my one thing.
All right, and then two more. Green Bay, Philly. Aaron Rodgers announced he has a broken thumb. He's going to play, but he has a broken thumb. This is a bad, to me, this is a bad spot for Green Bay. And I know there's all of this Philly love and 9-1. It has nothing to do with their record or anything. Green Bay against a formidable opponent, but they did beat Dallas a couple of weeks ago. Dan, I'm fading Green Bay, man. I that would be a huge win for them. But their struggles on the road, 1-4. I just don't like the 6.5, though. 4, I'd like it. Maybe even, 4, I'd like it.
Yeah, look, I mean, Rodgers has been playing through a broken thumb for a while now, right? Like, he said it happened in week 5. You know, it's week 12. So this has been something he's been dealing with for a while. I like Green Bay here. I'm starting to see the cracks in this Philly squad, man. I like Green Bay. And again, if this was 7, I'd PP it. I just think that this is, you know, a good spot for them. Philly coming off that barely holding on win against Indy. They haven't looked good the last 2 games. We're starting to see some cracks. You know, what's going on with this team? This feels like a team. And I was very high on Indy to begin the year. That all of a sudden could start going downhill real quick. Now, again, I'm not totally there. I'm not there yet. I'm just saying it's real possible that this team starts going downhill. If you see a 7 with Green Bay, I jump on it. Yeah, that's a pass for me.
All right. And then Pittsburgh at the Colts. You want to flip a coin, Dan? Should we get our wishbone from the Thanksgiving turkeys and break it and see what side it is to take this one?
I actually have a side I like in this game. I'll let you do it. Why don't you start? And I have a side I like in this game.
All right, the Colts are favored by 2.5. So I actually think Pittsburgh is moved the ball better. TJ Watt was an impact on that team last week with an interception. The Steelers have dominated the matchup 5-1 the last 6 meetings overall. I know that these are completely different teams now, but the Steelers are 6-2 this season off a loss. Right? Does that make sense? How many losses do they have? No, dating back to last year. So off a loss this year, they've covered the spread. The 1-4 on the road, that might be the side, Dan. Why are the Colts only favored because it's at home?
Yeah, give me PP. Give me the Steelers plus 2.5. TJ Watt makes the difference. To me, that's the thing, is that TJ Watt makes the difference in this game for me. I think that they're a significantly better team with Watt. I think Pickett is starting to become comfortable. I think the offense without Claypool actually looks better. I know that's kind of crazy, but I just think there's less, you know, hands to feed, and I think sometimes that makes it a little bit easier. So I'm starting to like what I'm seeing out of Pittsburgh. I do, and I think that this is a Indy team coming off a huge game, you know, against Philly. Bit of a letdown spot for them here. You know what I mean? Like, this is not a spot I'd look to back Indy, and I think you've seen that's why the line moved from 3 to 2.5 here. You know, Jeff Saturday has been good the 2 games he's coached, but now let's see you do it against a team that, you know, is probably a little bit tougher than what you faced already. I think Philly last year they got a little lucky. They also have Dallas on the road, you know, in a short week there. You know, so that's gonna be a tough spot for them. Meanwhile, you know, Pittsburgh has Atlanta, not really much of a look at. I think Indy's in a bad spot here. So to me, I really like Pittsburgh, and I think they just look better with TJ Watt, and he makes a big difference. And moving the ball is huge.
We're all right, another week, Dan. We're done. We are done for today. We've done Thanksgivings. We've done World Cups. We've done everything. More picks on our Saturday show. We'll give away more bells, more people. All right, Dan, we will see everybody on Saturday. This has been another edition of the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
Here you go. Good luck. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.
MainStageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.